All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Visual Novel Corner. Well, it's kind of arrow gay, but it's towards the very end. I think it's very low content when it comes to that. This is a Liarsoft game, and it's actually an older one. It's older than Gakthun. It's older than the Shining Tower. It's older, yeah, it's quite an older one. It's like they're bringing us some of their older stuff instead of the newer stuff, but they're not really doing this series much anymore. I've looked at Liarsoft and haven't really made another game in this series for quite a while. At least 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years. So they're just doing some other stuff. And this is just another one that happened. Remember, the Gakthun was 1908, so this is 1907. So it's actually before Gakthun. So if you played Gakthun, yeah, you kind of know what to expect here. I haven't played a Liarsoft game in a while. I even have some of the translated steampunk ones that they've done. Still haven't, you know, actually played them yet because, well, I tried, but the fan patch isn't just great. Like, the text isn't amazing, so it's a mess there. But, yeah, they're really good games, and they were praised back in 2012 when I first really started getting into visual novels. So, yeah, definitely check those out. But let's go ahead and get started with Sona Neil of the Violet Shadows. By the way, this is a premiere. This game just came out. It is available on Manga Gamer, and it is also on Steam, and it'll be 15% off when you see this video. I'm also quite sure that Boss Quar would have done this if he could. I'll talk more about that later. So, anyway, let's get started. 1902, November. Telephone call. Excerpt. Alan! Alan, Mr. Ackley, I have some big news. I got a call at my dorm yesterday. I've been admitted to Yale University. Yes, these characters are based on real people. Congratulations, Alicia. I had a feeling you'd make it. Don't be silly, Alan. I never would have stood a chance if not for you. Your talents are your own. I do so want to repay you soon. I'll make myself a bit more useful in no time. Yale is affiliated with the New York branch of the Foundation, right? So once I'm a sophomore, I'm definitely gonna join you there. And when I do, please let me express my gratitude in person. Of course. I want to help with the research for one thing, and more than anything else, I haven't seen your face in quite some time, so I suppose, well, of course. I'll be waiting. Our laboratory is awfully understaffed, after all. And what's more, I want to see your face as well, Alcia. December the 25th. Recovered voice recording. Excerpt. Am I recording? This is Alan Ackley speaking. The date is December the 25th. The time, 12:41 a.m. The engines are completely out of control. Albert has stopped breathing. His body isn't moving. He's quite clearly dead. And he's far from the only one. In this moment, I'm standing in hell. Yes, hell. New York is quite literally hell. No one can stop this. It's no longer possible. The case? That's clear enough. It lies with us. It all began here in this very place. Oh, you can make it. Oh, okay. That's cool. That is nifty. It all began here in this very place. We, no, he caused this to occur. Did Los Alamos orchestrate this? No. It's all the same. They're all the same. What difference would it make? In any case, New York City is now, in this moment, hell on earth. Someone has to stop this here before it can spread. He isn't going to lift a finger, I'm sure, which leaves only... Yes, that's right. I'm the only one who can. I only have one regret, I suppose. My dear, sweet Alicia, I pray that you... It said Elsia, I think, but it's Alicia. Falling. Something is falling away. I've lost something. Everything. It's all slipped from my grasp. Everything is tumbling down, all at once. No, that's not right, is it? It's me. I'm the one who's failing. Falling. We're not failing. Down, down. Ever downward. I'm falling. Powerless to hunt, to halt my plunge. And that's why I left everything behind. Because I've fallen. Because I'm falling. I'm alone now, tumbling empty-handed through the darkness. This is very poetic. There were things I loved, things that warmed my heart, things that made me who I was. But I left all of those behind, and even now, after all this time, I'm still falling. I can feel myself losing my balance, my foothold's giving out under me. I'm falling. My body starts to lurch backwards. Reflexively, I reach out my hands. I grab hold of a pipe protruding from the rubble. and before my boots slip entirely off the wall, I pull myself back towards it. With all my strength, I lift my body steadily upward. I can't help grunting. Not good. I shouldn't even be breaking a sweat yet. To ensure my hands don't slip off the pipe, I squeeze it as tightly as I can. There's a grating sound, metal creaks under my weight, but even so, I climb the mountain of rubble. Would this have been easier if I'd given John hands? Yes, of course, it undoubtedly would have been. He could have helped me traverse these obstacles, but things don't work out that way. Or things didn't work out that way. Compared to the simplicity of legs and feet, the hand is an impossibly complex mechanism. I lack the skill to reproduce them. I haven't even produced a reasonable design yet. I still have a lot to learn, don't I? I threw aside flowers, dolls, and dresses. I threw aside my womanhood, devoting myself entirely to my studies. And still I've come up so short, in so many ways. I spent 5 years immersed in a world of iron and oil. They said I put my male classmates to shame, but in the end, my limitations are all too apparent. I couldn't even make John a pair of hands, and what's more, within an hour of setting foot in the ruins of New York, I've already come close to getting myself killed. I'm such a fool. Honestly, I really am. What's the point of thinking about any of this now? Silently mocking myself, I surmount the hill of rubble, and I never once glance back in the direction I nearly fell. I don't see any meaning in looking back, so I don't. I still have some shred of pride left. If I turn around now, if I spare a glance for the road behind me, I'll soon be dragged back into the past. And so, you keep your eyes fixed forward. Isn't that right, Alicia Wentworth? Muttering that small reminder to myself, I look up at the next mass of rubble in my path. There's something on top of it, something moving in a regular, rhythmical manner, almost like a living creature. But it's not actually an animal, of course. Its movements are far too regular. John, my tarantula, a multi-legged ambulatory bag of my own design, the fruit of my studies. Rather than preparing myself for my graduate school exams, I built this bag to assist me on this journey. John is only a thing of wood and metal, but he's far faster and hardier than his creator. He's been waiting patiently for me up there. Swaying slightly as I appear, he proceeds to trot over and approach me. I issued him a temporary halt command earlier. Why is he coming to my side anyway? His circuits must be malfunctioning again. Oh, sorry. Or perhaps I didn't input my instructions properly. Really now, John, there's no need to whimper so miserably. It's not actually a whimper, of course, just a squeaking of metal against metal. Let's get moving. We've still got a long road ahead of us. I murmur the words to John, no, to myself. Pausing at the top of this small hill of rubble, I gaze out at the gray wasteland before me. I can barely see our destination looming in the distance. It stands at the very end of this silent place, where the city meets the thick gray clouds. The very end of the abandoned ruin that used to be the mega engine city of New York. It's a place full of partially collapsed skyscrapers, a place that was once the center of the world, the heart of its most modern city. No one refers to it this way now, in 1907. But 5 short years ago, the name was on many tongues. Manhattan. Chapter 1, Lily the Stranger. I'm plunging down. From above. Plunging down. Above? From above? I don't know. Maybe I'm rising up from below. No, you're going down. To the underground. Falling. Falling. Yes, I'm falling. Tumbling down. When I woke. Wait, no, that isn't right. I wasn't sleeping or anything, so I didn't really wake up. But when I came to my senses just a moment ago, I was already in motion, already falling, tumbling down. As for what came before that, it's a blank. Nothing. Nothingness. Before I knew it, I was falling like this. That's how things begin. It's everything I've known. That's all there is to my beginning. What I see and what I feel. I'm falling. Simple as that. I'm tumbling down, and it's been that way from the very start. Where am I? What is this? I don't know. I don't know anything at all, but... Nonetheless, I keep falling, falling, further and further down into this bottomless pit. All around me I see books, 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 a countless number of records. Or are they memories given form? I'm falling, Ah, I'm falling deeper and deeper. Plunging, pulled down by gravity, by the force of attraction. Lord Newton. No, wait. They only started giving scholars that title in the 19th century, didn't they? Maybe it would just be Mr. Newton, not Norton. He would come later. The 19th century, the discovery of Kadath, the erudite scholars, the engines, the engine, and engine science. What are those again? Kadath. What's that? It's a rather pretty name. I feel like I've heard it before. But I can't remember. I just can't remember. Oh well, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. She's... No, I'm falling. Falling? Who is it that's falling exactly? Who's falling? Somebody just spoke. It sounded like a girl's voice. But the sound came from my mouth, so it must be mine. A boy's voice? I reach out. My hand. Even as I fall, ignoring the voice entirely. How peculiar. Haven't I accepted the fact that I'm falling? I mean, I don't think there's much I can do about it, though I don't quite remember why. I'm here because I have to be. So this is definitely peculiar. Look, my hand's moving all on its own. Reaching up to whatever's above me. Even though it's impossibly far away. I can't reach. That's right. I can't reach that far. My arms aren't nearly long enough. Somewhere the moon is laughing. Laughing as it makes the white shadows dance. The moon? I can't possibly have seen it before. The moon? A heavenly body hidden from us since ages past. But somewhere it's laughing. Laughing at the helpless falling boy. At the falling girl. At me. I'm falling. That's right, I'm falling. A helpless child. Letting inertia carry her downward. Her? No, no. I'm not a she. I'm a... There's only one person falling here, remember? Yes, that's right. And that would be me, of course. What was my name again? I think it was... Lily. Someone whispers it in my ear. That's right, my name is Lily. I open my eyes. It almost feels like I've been dreaming. Even though I wasn't asleep. Even though I'm standing. What was that about? His gaze wandered. His eyes turned upward. The thing stretching out above him. The thing that had drawn his gaze was a curious sky saturated with violet shadows. The weather wasn't clear, of course. But there were no distinct clouds. No rain poured down from overhead. and yet it was as violet as far as the eye could see. Was that the sky itself? A great mass of cloud? It was impossible to be sure.
Listen.
It's fake. This isn't the real sky. It was a false sky. For some reason he sensed this, and said as much. This wasn't the real sky. Then what was this place? And more importantly, what am I again? He didn't know. He didn't know anything. Not even what had brought him here. He was a blank slate. There was nothing in his head, nothing in his heart. He didn't know a single thing, but when he looked up at the oddly colored sky, one thing came to mind. I think I have to go to... He began to murmur the words, and then clamped his hands to his mouth. He'd sensed danger. He needed to be silent. Hands still pressed tightly against his mouth, he ducked down to hide. Instead of the violet sky far above him, he now looked around his immediate surroundings. He saw piles and piles of rubble, and mushrooms everywhere. So much rubble. What could have caused such destruction? Everything was smashed and broken. It felt like he was standing in an ancient ruin. But another thought crossed his mind. Perhaps this was what a city would look like a few years after something tore it totally apart. Mushrooms and rubble. It was a rather peculiar combination. But he didn't see anything strange about it. There was rubble, and there were mushrooms, and he took these facts at face value. He didn't have time to wonder why. He wasn't composed enough to feel puzzled. It was as simple as that. There was something beyond the thick wall of rubble. A massive, threatening presence. Something was out there. Something was moving around. Something large and black and ponderous. It wriggled, almost like an insect. It creaked, almost like a piece of metal. It stood some 7 feet tall, a bulky humanoid towering over its surroundings. It was a jet black half-giant, a many-eyed ogre, a bizarre humanoid creature. There were half-giants prowling through the rubble, all black. Their eyes orange or green, but otherwise they looked the same. What is this sound? Something squeaking loudly. It's the sound of metal rubbing against metal. Oh, wait. No, I mean, yes, it's the sound of their bodies moving. This was the sound of their bodies creaking. The sound of the sinister half-giants moving. When you looked and listened, it was clear enough. Those things were made out of metal. They didn't bear much resemblance to a normal person. Monster was the word that came to mind. Their bodies squeaked. Their bodies creaked. At first, he'd only seen one, but there were more. Many, many more. From all around, there came the sound, squeaking, creaking, squeaking. Mixed in with these metallic sounds, he also heard murmuring voices. It seems these things could speak. He wondered where their mouths were. But the thought gave him pause. Her voice is something that came from the mouth? He had no idea what those things were. The nature of those half-giants was an utter mystery to him. And so he stood still as a statue, breathing silently, trying not to make a noise, and he listened closely. He listened. He strained his ears. The Witch of the West searches. She seeks the stranger. The Lord of the East searches. Let's try that one again. The Lord of the East searches. He seeks the stranger. The Witch of the West? The stranger? Who is that? What are they talking about? This wasn't good. This was not good. Had someone whispered the word run? Tick-tock! The huge half-giant squirmed. Tick-tock! They were searching for something, someone. He couldn't let them find him. If they caught him, it was all over. Someone whispered to him. He didn't actually hear the whisper, so the voice seemed to be coming from inside him. Was it his intuition speaking? For some reason he thought so, and suddenly he felt his pulse quicken. He was trembling slightly. His fingers shook. His tongue quavered. Why? Was there really any need to be afraid? Calm yourself, Lily. Calm down right now. Who? Who exactly was this Lily again? That's her name, isn't it? No, it's my name. She wants to go there. But I could care less about that. So for now at least, I just need to make sure they don't catch me. Can I hide from them? I'm supposed to go... where? No, I just need to make sure they don't find me. Rather than running away, I should just hide in the rubble for now. Compared to fleeing, it seemed a much wiser choice. He wouldn't need to make any noise this way. Nodding to himself, Lily quietly began to move. But then he stopped. He froze, quite suddenly. He couldn't move. He simply couldn't, because he'd sensed a gaze. Yes, a gaze. Someone was watching him, and so his body had frozen up just as he tried to move. He'd gone stiff with tension. It had happened at the worst possible time, the very moment he was trying to hide. Now he was fixed in place, like a butterfly pinned to a specimen board. Not that Lily knew anything of specimens and butterflies, of course, or even much about pins. Who's there? It wasn't one of the half-giants. Lily knew that somehow. Somebody else was looking at him. He looked around, trying to see who had spotted him, and in that moment he saw a peculiar shadow. A tall, slender shadow. Lily didn't know who it was. However, it looked like the silhouette of a person. A human being. Or the shape seemed to suggest that, at least. A tall, slender boy. Or perhaps a young man. Unlike the ungainly half-giants that creeped awkwardly through the rubble, this shadow didn't appear menacing or hostile. Something about it intrigues me. Wait, no, that's not quite right, is it? For some reason, it just feels inherently interesting. Right, for example, even though Lily was being pursued by a pack of ominous half-giant creatures, it would feel perfectly natural to run over to the shadow, to chase after it, despite the danger. Lily took a step forward without even stopping to think about it. A big, bold stride. Utterly fearless, his boots crunched against the sandy, rubble-strewn ground. Wait, what did I just... The Witch of the West searches. She seeks the stranger. The Lord of the East searches. He seeks the stranger. In unison, the half-giants turned his way. The whole swarm fixed their gaze... swam. Try that one again, guys. The whole swarm fixed their gazes on Lily. Their many eyes glared at him. They'd noticed him. Well, of course they had. The half-giants moved towards Lily, pushing their way through the rubble. In the manner of a man struck blind, they stretched out their arms in front of them, and they advanced. Slowly, but steadily. Tick-tock, they pushed aside the rubble. Tick-tock, unpleasant metallic sounds filled the air. Oh no, this isn't good. I've got to find... Lily looked around desperately. Was there any place he could run? Rubble. Rubble as far as the eye could see. Ruins, ruins, and nothing but ruins. There was nowhere to run, of course. He couldn't hope to get away. He thought he saw a shadow moving somewhere, but in that moment, something else appeared before him. Something entirely unlike that shadow. Something? Someone? There was a low growling sound. It was louder than the roar of an engine. Someone had blown away the clumsy but deadly arms of the half-giants, sending their massive bodies flying through the air, halting their advance. That someone stood boldly before Lily. They smelled rather nice. Ooh, I love this art. A harsh sound, a metallic sound. She wears fragrance. Her hair is long, long and beautiful. So pale it's almost translucent. This person smells wonderful. It's a very feminine scent. But as the half-giants reached out towards me, she swung her sleek right arm forward to meet them. Hold on, is she Mega Man? Why, hello there, you grimy tin soldiers. What brings you all the way out to Verrazano? Make yourself scarce, all right? You don't want to tangle with a combat courtesan. Oh. She doesn't flinch in the face of these eerie things. She stares them down with her head held high. The woman with the lovely hair brandishes her pile bunker as if it's totally weightless. A cat was crying. Someone was weeping. Who was it? The cat or perhaps something else? Pointless.
So,
utterly pointless. All things are devoid of meaning. Okay, so that's where we're gonna go ahead and end it. Very interesting little game. Very poetic, but there's some interesting stuff happening too. It's a ruined world. And obviously it's a world we're very familiar with. This is a future we could see. I don't know about the half-giant robots, but... I mean, AI is making some interesting advancements. I don't know about that far, but... It's different. It's definitely different. So, I actually kind of recommend it, because it seems like something that honestly... Like, as much as I loved performing it, I really wouldn't want to perform this one, like, completely. So, I would rather just, like, I could really soak in this. Like, I could just sit, like, you'd read a good book, you know, just take 5-6 hours, just really fucking dig into it. And it's 24 hours long, that's how long the game is. So it's going to take you a while to get through. And it seems like it's going to be a really interesting, unique story with amazing art. I mean, the use of color and violet in this game is just incredible. I've never seen anything like this before. So I highly recommend it. Liarsoft is known for great titles. This is just another one that I'm glad we got, that Manga Gamer, you know, picked up and finally finished and got ready for us. It's old. It's 13 years old. This was out in 2010. This is the latest version of that, so it's been updated a little bit. I think it's 2017. It has really nice music, too. I really enjoy the tunes in this game. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. I mean, this does have some scenes. I don't know how in the world they work, because this is... not in the traditional visual novel style by any means. I'm just curious to see how the damn hentai scenes actually work in this. Because it just... I mean, they've got to be really abstract, right? That's kind of cool. That's neat. Maybe. I mean, I hope they're not straightforward. That'd be really fucking boring. Because, like, if you've got this abstract game, if you've got some sex scenes, I want to see how abstract and weird they can be. And a lot of people be like, Grim, you're the only fucking person in the world that wants to see abstract, bizarre sex scenes that would make sense to most people. Well, yeah, because I've always been one of those kinds of people that's into abstract, weird, and different things. So if you take something that people know and make it into this, it's really interesting. I mean, it's different, you know? Variety's the spice of life, they say, when it comes to... Well, I mean... a lot of things. I mean, obviously there's some, you know, not everybody's into everything, but it's interesting to check out different stuff. And this is definitely what I would consider different stuff. It's definitely not like anything we've done on the channel before. So if this interests you in any way, you can pick it up on Steam probably today. And you can pick it up on Manga Gamer as well. I don't know if the Steam version will have the scenes, and honest to God, you probably don't need them. Like, it's not like, oh, you must have these scenes. Again, this is very low. I mean, if anybody cares, like, I actually have the... I have the list here. So if anybody actually wants to know... Okay, Grim, what kind of scenes would possibly be in a game like this? Well, first of all, low sexual content. Only good endings. It as a heroine having sex with others. Alright, so it's not much, man. Cowgirl, consensual sex involving tentacles. I really want to see how that's going to work in a game like this. You also have consensual sex with monsters. Consensual sex with monsters. Well, that's a little different. That's not quite so closed game on this one. Defloration. Damn, really? And this kind of, well... Regular missionary standing and... That's it. Like, that's it. So there's some monster stuff, some... Defloration, and some tentacles and cowgirl. That's it. That's all you got. So, don't go into this game expecting to think, oh, it's a... No, I mean, there are scenes, but obviously they're telling a story, and a very deep and poetic story that is unlike anything we've read on this channel. So, it's not hentai lifestyle or anything like that. But that's also sold on Manga Gamer. If you're into that, you know, there's two of those. There's plenty of games like that. So it's really hard to just call this a fap game because I think somebody that was looking for porn would be really bored. They're like, okay, so where's the sex? It's like, oh my God, this is hours and hours of text. Where's, like, obviously just go somewhere else at that point. It might be Grim's Hentai Corner, but sometimes we're not. You know, it's just, sometimes a story is a story. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Visual Novel Corner with more great visual novels. I'm out.